God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 6. Now, 3 prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
I shall go before you and make a way where there never has been a way. I will make the path straight. It will become easier now, even though the battles may be greater. For you shall run in my strength and my power, and my anointing shall be upon you, and my word shall come out of your mouth. For as you speak forth my word, I shall do great and mighty things on your behalf. So press in, fear not. Do not become discouraged. Do not let down, but run, run. Get your second wind and run with all your might.
Saith your Father God.
Yes, for I would say unto you, do not resist my spirit when I speak unto you, says the Lord. For in my spirit is life and everlasting life, says God. Do not resist my spirit, but allow my spirit to come upon you and speak as my spirit moves upon you. For this shall be your salvation and your deliverance even in the last days. Resist not my spirit.
Hallelujah, and welcome to all our friends on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice as his watchman. Here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hey, good evening, Brother. It's Keith calling from New Jersey. It's WWRB 3185. Good signal and a good program. Thanks again. Good night.
Keith, I thank you, my friend, for calling in that radio check from New Jersey. Be blessed. Would you call one in tonight? It will not cost much and takes only seconds. Just record how well you're hearing the program and your state, please. Don't forget your state. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program. Your calls, like Brother Keith's, are an encouragement to me to keep on keeping on. Thank you. Now, please listen to this roundtable with Pastors Ralston, Evans, and Johnson. Another roundtable will be aired this Wednesday night, January 28th. Tune in.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And welcome to another roundtable with Pastors Johnson, Evans, and Ralston. We're glad to be here, and we're glad to get together so we can discuss a few things so that we can help you understand what is going on in the world today as compared to Bible prophecy. Praise God. Because we're here to tell you that I don't know how many times between the three of us that the Bible's been read, but I bet it's a bunch. We just pray that you'll be blessed today. All right, brethren, here we go. Barack Obama killing Osama bin Laden, not essential. That's what he said. Mr. Obama, who has assumed power as a U.S. Commander-in-Chief, pledged to try to succeed where his predecessor, George Bush, has failed by catching or killing the terrorist leader. But now, he says, that it is not essential to kill or even capture the elusive bin Laden when there were other ways to weaken the threat posed by his terrorist network. Now, my friends, do you think this failed promise is change that we need? Any comments? Pastor Evans.
Well, we're seeing his changes making changes upon changes. Apparently, that must be one of his key phrases, because every time he sees something that he said he was going to change, and he sees it's not going to work, he's going to change. He's going to change. And he's going to change. This is a big change for the head man and the number one man under him. They haven't even got close to yet. And terrorism is going to continue as long as they're there. But they're Islamic. And now that could cause a problem. And when you got a president that did have Islamic teachings, maybe that's why he wants to back off.
Pastor Olson, comment?
I don't have a lot to say other than how do you spell D-A danger?
Or dangerous.
O-B-A-M-A.
Glory to God. Okay, another one. We've got three of them here on Obama. Obama to end military's don't ask, don't tell policy. President-elect Barack Obama will allow gays to serve openly in the military by overturning the controversial don't ask, don't tell policy. That marred President Clinton's first days in office, according to incoming White House press secretaries. Do you think this is a change that we need? Pastor Evan.
No, definitely not. I mean, they had a reason for not allowing the gays in the military. You've got a lot of young men that just barely turned 17 that are going in there. Young ladies also. And so they've always kept this out so they wouldn't be affected by this sick lifestyle, because that's what they used to call it. And now they're changing it. We can see that change coming all over. But the Bible tells us, you know, it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to be like the days of Noah. Uh-huh. And so we're seeing those things take place.
Amen. Now let me add something to that before I give this over to Pastor Ralston. I've also noticed in the news that if this does happen, a lot of our military is ready to resign. Pastor Ralston?
That doesn't surprise me, because I believe that this will cause inner turmoil where there could be a lot of fighting within instead of unity and common respect. So I see this as a very dangerous policy. As you said, many will walk away. So,
well, I made a comment on the radio about this, and that if this goes through, and I believe it's going to, because as Pastor Evans just said, it's Bible, it's prophecy. So we're backing the news up here with Bible prophecy. I believe if it goes through and these good men and women do resign, what's going to be left to head our military? What kind of people are going to be running this country? Brother Evans, you said it. Sick people. Amen. Okay, one last one on Mr. Obama. Barack Obama's Black Widow, the super spy computer. Barack Obama will be in charge of the biggest domestic and international spying operation ever in history. Its prime engine is the National Security Agency, the NSA. The NSA's colossal Cray, C-R-A-Y, supercomputer, codenamed Black Widow, scans millions of domestic and international phone calls and emails every hour in many languages. Now, I've said this to many people, and I've told them even on the telephone, there are certain words that you can say in a non-coincidental conversation that will flag you on this big supercomputer, and they're going to listen to what you said. So, how about this? Is this change that we need?
Pastor Ralston. This really speaks scripturally about what Revelation 13 tells us about a beast coming up out of the sea. I believe this is just more proof that the controlling power, a controlling government is going to rise up, just kind of take control in every manner, form, and shape, everything it can. And this right here will just play into that and just help them do their job. And I do not see this as a good thing. I see this as wiping out even yet more freedoms and initiating the fulfillment that Scripture talks about in Revelation 13. It was interesting, not too long ago I was at McDonald's and the price of my food come right up to $6.66. And boy, did that ever bring up a major conversation last Wednesday after I left church. But she was in total agreement. But she says, you know, the difficulty of it is trying to get our family to see it. Trying to get our family to see it. Boy, I just pray that whoever's listening to this, if you don't see it, that you see it now, that it's coming and it's at our door. God help us.
Brother Evans?
These are the changes that we're seeing even before he gets into office. Matter of fact, one of the men that he picked hadn't even paid his income tax, owed all kind of money. He quickly put that money up so he could have the office he wanted, and they wanted to question him more. And Obama said, No more. That's it. We're beginning to see a gag order go on the news media, on other things, and with control of something like this in the wrong person's hand, oh boy, there's great trouble ahead.
Well, it appears to me that we're being set up. This has not been a coincidence that this has all happened. You don't take a man that's not known by anybody, hardly at all, except maybe the people in his own state, in the Senate of his own state, and all of a sudden he becomes not only President of the United States, but world leader. And this is what a lot of them are calling him now, the world leader. I've never said, and I'm not saying now, that Obama's the Antichrist. But I am saying he's looking good for the job more and more every day. What do you brethren think? Do you think this is change that we need? Pastor Evans.
Not really, but it's the things the Bible says we will see in the last days. And the only good part about all that change is, before the wrath of God comes down, and it is going to come down, the church goes. And so all those that are trying to run the world and control the world are going to have to answer to God, and it's going to be an angry God. It's not going to be the God we know. This is going to be an angry God.
Now there is a preacher for you, because he just told you the truth. He says it's going to be an angry God. Did you hear what I said out there? Is your preacher telling you that God is an angry God? Yes, he is a God of love. But in these last days, he's going to come down on sin so strong and so hard, and he said it, Pastor Evan said it, the wrath of God. Now, a God of love can be a God of wrath. Any comments, Pastor Ralston?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say in regards to your previous question is that, yes, the good part of the change is the fulfillment of Scripture. So often people said, we've heard it and had it said so many times, but guess what? Hello again. We're seeing fulfillment of Scripture taking place to remind us. These are the last days, and it won't be long. Again, another good thing for this change, Jesus is coming soon.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, for some of you out there, Yahshua. For some of you out there, Yahweh. But it's the same guy.
I am that I am.
Hallelujah. We thank you for listening to this program. This is Prophecy News, today's news behind the news, for you to hear right now in your ear. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope it's helped you a lot. God bless you. We love you.
And speaking of today's news in your ear, here is the Prophecy News behind the news by the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman. Called by God's own voice, just like in biblical times. 1 in 3 Christians says, Jesus sinned. Half of Americans who call themselves Christian don't believe Satan exists. And fully 1/3 are confident that Jesus sinned while on earth, according to a new poll. Another 40% say they do not have a responsibility to share their Christian faith with others. And another 25% dismiss the idea that the Bible is accurate in all of the principles it teaches. My. Watchman comment. Not even one of these apostates are even close to being Christian. They're not Christian. They are false and ignorant of what the Bible teaches that opposes their very wrong and unchristian views. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 13, Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, and verse 18, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Watchman comment, These apostates have held the truth in unrighteousness, and they will partake in the wrath of God, who is against them, and their unrighteousness, and their false views, and their sin, S-I-N. For it is sin to say that the Bible is incorrect. It is sin to say that God sinned. My. The last day signs, they sure are here. Islamic ads on buses rile up some. Officials in a Florida county say a Muslim group's ads promoting Islam will remain on local buses until the contract ends. the Council on American-Islamic Relations paid $60,000 for exterior advertising on 50 Broward County buses. The ads have the message Islam, the way of life of Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. Watchman comment, blasphemy, error, wrong, boycott the buses. Do not ride them, Floridians. Cause the revenue to drop like a rock. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and following. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Watchman comment again. Belial, or Satan, is the god of the Islamists. And they call us infidels? My. Continuing. Obama calls for a new Declaration of Independence on the train ride that he rode to the inauguration. President then-elect Barack Obama set the tone for his presidency on his historic inauguration train ride, saying what is required is a new Declaration of Independence, not just in our nation, but in our lives, from ideology and small thinking, prejudice and bigotry, an appeal not to our easy instincts, but to our better angels. Watchman comment. My. Please don't misunderstand. I am not a racist. I have friends all over the world, red, yellow, black, white, whatever. But I am against Obama because of his policies, because of his rhetoric, not his color. We do not need a new Declaration of Independence. No. But this shows how unchristian Godfather Obama is. Our better angels? That is occult New Age, folks, in case you don't know that. This guy is corrupt to the core, and you're not seeing the truth yet, but you will see. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Continuing, President has 4 years to save earth. Barack Obama has only 4 years to save the world. That, my friends, is a stark assessment of NASA scientist and leading expert, climate expert, Jim Hansen, who just recently warned only urgent action by the new president could halt the devastating climate change that now threatens the Earth. Crucially, that action will have to be taken within Obama's first administration, he added. Watchman comment. No. Man cannot do a thing about this. This is the curse of God upon the sin of the world. And the only one that can turn this around is God Almighty himself. The I Am. Hit it.
And God said, I am that I am.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Continuing. Disinformation campaign on Israel-Iran attack. About a year ago, the U.S. made a dramatic about-face and backed down from its planned air and missile attack on Iran's nuclear weapons program. The weapons and munitions for the attack, you may not know it, but they were aboard two naval task forces stationed in the Arabian Sea and Persian Gulf while the Pentagon waited for the go signal from Washington. My. Instead, the White House engineered a remarkable and bogus intelligence story about how Iran had formerly been pursuing nuclear weapons, but that the program had somehow stopped or disappeared. Poof! In 2003. The purpose of the deception was to give the U.S. a plausible reason for canceling an operation that was deemed too risky politically at a time when strong anti-war sentiment was threatening to sway a crucial election. Now that the election is over and another state of controlled globalist operatives are in the White House, government intelligence masters are changing their tune and preparing for another disinformation campaign on Iran. This time, it's all about preparing the public for an Israeli attack on Iran, but in a very backhanded way. James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Continuing, Latin America looks for a fresh start with Obama. Obama's foreign policy campaign rhetoric was welcomed by Latins tired of Washington's obsession with a drug war, free trade, and democratic elections as panaceas for a continent still plagued by one of the world's worst gaps between rich and poor. Obama says he's willing to sit down and talk with Chavez and Castro, but he's not a big fan of the Latin left populism. In a speech last May in Miami, he did slam Bush's America's policy, yet he also suggested demagogues like Chavez have stepped into the vacuum. Watchman comment, watch for my next message I post in MP3 audio titled Demagogues. I assure you, it was preached before I saw this report and Godfather Obama's use of the word. My, 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 the Holy Ghost was moving when I preached that message. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Continuing. Texas DOT, Department of Transportation, plays opossum over TTC. On January 6, 2009, the Dallas Morning News carried a headline which read, Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, Texas DOT says. However, we must also stay vigilant to TxDOT's next move. Just because they are conceding defeat on their first effort certainly does not mean they are giving up. As the Houston Chronicle put it, the reviewed effort now will operate under the name Innovative Connectivity Plan. Celebrate this first victory and get ready to engage the enemy again. Watchman comment, Innovative Connectivity Plan? NAFTA? Superhighway? What does it matter what they call it? It's going to be the same thing. Did not the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, tell you that before this report, almost 3 weeks ago now, that they were going to change the name and keep on going? Job chapter 36, verse 18. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with a stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Continuing. California is considering 30-day delay in state tax refunds. California's controller said he will be forced to impose a 30-day delay on tax refunds and some other payments starting February 1st. If lawmakers fail to agree on a plan to erase a nearly $42 billion budget deficit, controller John Chang, who acts as the state's accountant, said he will have no choice but to delay $3.7 billion in payments next month because the state is running out of cash. Doing so, he said, would buy the state a few more weeks before its accounts run dry. Watchman comment, do you understand what that report just said? After the few weeks' delay, California will be out of money and taxpayers will get nothing. I said, taxpayers will get nothing. Look out, America. It's just the beginning. Of course, this is a recession now, you know, not a depression, right? Nope, you're wrong. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Continuing, first bank failures of 2009. The financial crisis has claimed its first two banks in 2009 at an approximate cost to the FDIC of more than $200 million. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company announced that the National Bank of Commerce in Berkeley, Illinois, and the Bank of Clark County in Vancouver, Washington, had been closed. The Bank of Clark County was the first bank in Washington State to fail since 1993. Nationwide, as the economy's problems have deepened, the number of bank failures has risen dramatically. Last year, 25 banks closed, compared to only 3 in 2007, none in 2006, none in 2005. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 14. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You need to turn to Jesus Christ right now. With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You have heard the word. Your faith can only go in one direction, and that is unto the truth. Do not allow your faith to go unto the false way, the corrupted way, the way that is already damned, the wide path that leads to destruction. But come unto Jesus, who is the narrow way, who is that narrow gate, hallelujah, that you might enter in unto the road that goes unto the kingdom of life and of God. The narrow road that is the highway of holiness that Jesus has already prepared and made for you. To walk that road according to His Word, because that road is the road of escape. It is the road that will escape the wrath of God.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. For your tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessings, write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797, USA. Now, here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
This is James from QC, Quebec, Canada. I enjoyed your program. It was very informative, and you told the truth. That leaves my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Bye now.
Thank you, brother, for that radio check from Quebec, Canada. Be blessed. Will you call one in right now? It won't cost much and takes just seconds if you just tell me your state and how well you're hearing the program. That's all you need, but you can say more like Brother James did. Record your state and how well you hear the program. 1-607-201-5663. Call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time, but if you can, do it right now. But it's available 24/7, 365. That 24-hour voicemail number again, 1-607-201-5663. Or again, write Signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797, USA. Thank you so much, my friends, for listening. May you be so awesomely blessed tonight and in these last days we live in. The last day signs, the end times. They are upon the earth. Are you preparing the way of the Lord? I hope so. Until the next program, Mondays and Wednesdays, both at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. However, Wednesdays will be canceled with the January 28th, 11 p.m. program unless that night I got some calls to ask me to keep it on the air. I've been receiving no contact from Wednesday nights on 3.185. And an all-prophecy news program a little earlier on Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Superstation WWRB 3.185, of course. If you happen to miss Thursday's all-news program, it is now being repeated, at least temporarily, on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. That's all news repeated Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. Or you can listen again anytime you want to, clearly with no shortwave interference from my website. That is www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 audio MP3 files there for you to listen to or download. And they're free, my friends. True. No catches. neaiga.org to listen to these programs over again anytime you would like. Until the next time we can get together on the air in friendship and fellowship, I salute you, my friends, my very good friends, in the love of Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Fear not, my friends. Jesus loves you, and all the Signs ministers love you. You can't lose. You win. Maranatha, our good friends. Watchman's ending, shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.